Hey guys, welcome back to Monica Spirit Queen. Last time we talked about some topic that might have been offensive to some people, but you guys already know, I really don't care who I offend. I speak the truth. And if you're going to be a Democratic libtard, like I said many times, get off my fucking podcast. My podcast is for adults only. Now, before we move on, you guys would be appreciated very highly if you would subscribe to my podcast. It's only $4.99 a month, which I believe everybody could afford $4.99 a month, just to keep my podcast going. And that way I could provide a lot more interesting contents for you guys. My podcast is the only place that I could speak the truth, because anywhere else on social media, you know, we get blacklisted and we get shadow banned and all that stuff. Y'all know how that goes. So subscribe to my podcast and you guys are going to hear the truth. Now, let's get going. Speaking of important content, there's one that's been going viral for, I don't know, the past 2 years now, a little over 2 years since that piece of shit has been in office, making it feel like, oh, it's okay, little kids, you know, under the age of 18, can do gender change and they can identify who they are and what they want to be and this and that. Yep, I said it, gender change. One of the topics that really, really, really get under my skin. Now, it doesn't matter if you are born a female and then you want to be identified as a male. Technically, you're still a female. You are not a male. I don't care if you have surgery, I don't care what the hell you do, you take hormone pills or whatever, you're still a female. And vice versa for males. I don't care if you chop off your balls and your dick, you are still a male because you are born as a male. This is the problem that we have in society these days, where people have been brainwashing, or I would say social media has been brainwashing little kids under the age of 18. I would say starting maybe at 10 and up, where all of a sudden it's okay if you're a boy and you can role play as a female in video games. No, it's not okay. When you're a boy, you act like a boy. Okay? Now, let me get this straight real quick. If you are gay or a lesbian, that's a whole different story, okay? That's not a gender change. That's just who you prefer to be with. The gender change is when you have all these little kids coming out, and I feel sorry for these kids to have parents that are raising them as libtard Democratic motherfuckers, piece of shit losers and lames, telling their kids, if you're a boy, it's okay to act like a girl. If you're a girl, it's okay to act like a boy. And to identify as the opposite gender as you were born with. It's not okay with that. I'm not okay with it. And I guarantee a lot of parents out there, I would say 99.9% of parents are not okay. The 0.1% of parents that are okay with it are the ones that are Democratic libtards. That's it. There is no other human being on this planet that's going to come and say, okay, so you were born with balls and a penis, but at the age of 10, you could start dressing like a girl, putting makeup on, acting like a girl, and claiming that your name is Karen instead of Kevin. No, you're still Kevin. You get what I'm saying? Even if you go through the surgery, you're still a Kevin, not a Karen. And vice versa with females taking hormones to grow facial hair, armpit hair, and not shave your legs. I mean, come on. Like, what the fuck kind of Twilight Zone are we living in these days? What the fuck is going on? Why are these Democratic libtards having so much power over humanity. Who authorized them to agree with the gender change, especially with kids under the age of 18, the legal age? And you know, I think that actually, I strongly believe that the legal age should be 21 and over, not 18, because when you're 18, you're still a fucking dipshit, brainless. You need to grow up. But I mean, even 21 is, you know, to stretch it out, I would say 25. Because when you hit 25, that's when you start thinking with your head and not your ass. Okay, the party days are over. College days are over almost. And you are ready to settle down and think about your future. That's what it is. 25 should be the legal age. Anyone under the age of 25. God help us all. Anyways, when it comes to gender, when it comes to the sex of a male or a female or a human being, you are what you are. You can't be a man and dress up in a dress, a female dress, a woman's dress, put a wig on, put a little bit of makeup on or 50 pounds of makeup to make yourself look like a fucking clown, and then walk into the public bathroom, a woman's public bathroom. No. You will be facing the barrel of my fucking gun. You are not going to walk in there, especially with my kids in the bathroom. No. You go and put your penis in a male's fucking restroom, not in a woman's restroom. I don't care what your photo ID says. I don't care what it says on your driver's license. When you're a man, you have a dick and balls, whether you had surgery or not. You have an Adam's apple. You sound like a man, or you try so hard to sound like a woman. It doesn't fucking matter. You do not belong in a public restroom, in the woman's public restroom. You just don't. No. You better hope I don't catch you in there. Or you're going to need to call the paramedics to pick you up, because you're going to have multiple broken bones in your body. And that's the fucking truth. It's not a threat. Monica doesn't make threats. I keep promises. And that's the way it should be with every fucking parent out there when you want to protect your kids. Enough is enough with this whole Democratic libtard agenda bullshit that they have going on, saying that, you know, pride this and pride that, and you're, you know, you can change your gender. Well, you know what, motherfucker? I claim to be a billionaire. Are you going to give me all that money? Are you going to give me billions? No. How come teenagers, or even grown ass, I'm not even talking about kids, because they're easily influenced by these fucking brainless, cocksucking, dumbass libtards out there that are adults. Have you guys seen the parades and some of the whatever the fuck parties they have when they dress up in unicorns and other animals and claim to be animals and dogs and sheep? I mean, sheep kind of fits them. You know, they could dress up as sheep because everyone knows who the sheep are in this country. But when you dress up as a unicorn and identify as a unicorn, that's you guys expect us to take you serious? I mean, is this for real? This is fucking ridiculous. And it's the same thing as I'm a male, but I identify as a female. My driver's license has a picture of me wearing my grandma's dress, putting on 80 pounds of makeup, looking like a clown, and then putting fake horse hair on my head and identifying as a female. Okay, that's nice. You were born as a male. I'm going to treat you like a man. Look at the Olympics. Look at all these women's sports that Biden's administration, the fucking cocksucking bitch ass. If only I could say more. I'm going to stop myself right now because I have a lot more words to say to him. But you guys understand what is going on. So his administration is allowing this crap to happen. You come walk in dressed like a clown and identify as a clown, and your driver's license is going to say you're a clown. So now, supposedly, you could legally make money being a clown in a circus. That's pretty much what's going on in this world. Our country is a fucking disgrace to the entire world. I'm ashamed to be in our country. I love my country. But I'm ashamed to live in my country right now because of who's running in office. This is fucking ridiculous. And FYI, that senile, delusional, dementia, white trash motherfucker that belongs in a trailer trash or in a fucking senior citizen home, or actually, better yet, in a psych ward. I will never call him my president. He's not my president. And for everyone else outside of this country, because I know there's a lot of people in Australia, Canada, Japan, like all these other countries around the world that are listening to my podcast, just to let you guys know, FYI, this motherfucker is not our president. 90% of us in our country, in America, do not consider him as our president. That's that 10% of the libtards that pretend to be a sheep, that pretend to dress up. I mean, they're not pretending, they're actually a sheep. But they actually dress like one, which is funny, and making a fool out of themselves. Or dress up like a fucking cow, or a unicorn, or a monkey, or whatever the fuck, and identify as one, and then act like one, like an animal. I really feel sorry for the animals, the real animals in this world. That we have libtards like that who identify themselves to be something that they're not. What are you guys ashamed of? That's what I want to know. I want to know what the libtards are ashamed of. Are you ashamed to be a human being? Maybe you should jump off a bridge and do everyone else a favor. You're actually going to do the parents a favor so we don't have to work three times as hard to teach our kids not to grow up to be stupid and brainless and idiots like the libtards. Kids are kids and they easily get brainwashed. So you guys have to, as parents, you guys have to keep an eye on social media, keep an eye on whatever the hell your kids are on, whatever the hell they're learning. It's an uphill battle, I understand. But there's nothing that we can't achieve as long as we stick together and we overthrow the libtards out of office. Democratic libtards need to have their brains examined. They're the ones that need serious help. Biden and his administration need to be burned to the ground in the court of law. This is ridiculous. We had enough of this fucking insanity, this bullshit that's been going on for the last 2.5 years. It's getting worse. And just to let everybody else know, the libtards that might be listening to my shit, even though I tell them I don't want them to listen to my podcast, but if you guys are listening, I'm going to pop your fucking cherry right now. There's only two genders, a male or a female. You can identify to be whatever the fuck else you want to be. But you know what? If you're born a male, you're a fucking male. And if you're born a female, you're a fucking female. That's it. Cry us a fucking river and stop trying to corrupt our fucking kids. The more you try to corrupt our kids, the more we're going to fucking bury you in every which fucking way we possibly can. Enough is enough. We have to go to the Supreme Court. We have to go to our fucking senators. We have to go to our governors. Actually, only the ones that live in a Republican state, because the Democratic state, for example, Nevada, the governor might as well be a fucking faggot himself. But with that said, enough is enough. It's time for us to stand up against this bullshit, shut down all this stuff on social media that's corrupting our fucking kids, the cartoons, the fucking the shows, the videos, everything on every platform you could think of they're putting on. We need to shut it down. And you know what? We might need to start filing lawsuits to fucking save our kids, because this is our kids' future. Our kids are not going to grow up acting like fucking skimpy and like, I mean, this is bullshit. Enough is enough. Our kids are depending on us in the future because the schools aren't teaching them anything for their future, obviously, as you can tell. The schools are as corrupted as the fucking government and as Biden and his administration. That's allowing all the shit to come out. Like, enough is enough. I was watching something earlier today that said that they identified 40 different gender species in human race. What the fuck does that mean? Somebody translate. What the hell? 40 different species in the human race. This is fucking, oh my God. I can't even think anymore. I'm done. I'm just going to put up another podcast on a different topic because I can't talk about this anymore. I am sick to my stomach. Enough is enough. And just to let everybody else out there know that Republicans, conservatives, the right wing are way more than the blue states, the left wing, and the Democratic libtards. So we're just sitting back watching to see how far you're going to go with this bullshit. Once shit hits the fan and we said we had enough, which it's getting really close. We've already had enough. You guys better run and hide. That's all I gotta say. We're not gonna take your bullshit anymore. And we're not gonna allow our kids to be raised in a country, in society, of these cock-sucking Democratic libtards. You guys are the ones that are gonna fucking cry at the end. I guarantee you're not gonna win. So keep up your fucking circus charade act and see how far that fucking takes you with us. Just keep that in mind. For everyone else listening, I appreciate all you guys' support. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, and there's going to be a lot more awesome fucking contents coming your way on my podcast. Y'all have a good one, and I'll see you guys next time. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details.